Behold the Lamb of God, the perfect sacrifice. Mighty is the power of the cross.
Welcome to the Cross at Kerrville program. The Bible says in Amos 9:11 and Isaiah 2:2 that God's tabernacle will be rebuilt in the last days by the Gentiles. Today, a type of tabernacle is being built in the heart of the Texas Hill Country at the same latitude as Israel. Approximately halfway between the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans on Interstate 10. This amazing outdoor tabernacle is not a church or a ministry. It is a free sculpture prayer garden, the coming King's sculpture prayer garden, where thousands of visitors from around the world are experiencing the presence and power of God 365 days a year at the foot of the empty cross. This massive 77-foot, 7-inch, Core 10 steel sculpture is the most symbolic cross in the world. The spiritual accounts you are about to hear are real and are evidence that the scripture is true.
This is Roy Holly, your host for the Cross at Kerrville. Today we're going to share some amazing true stories about the cross in Kerrville, Texas, where the presence and power of God is manifesting every day to thousands of people from around the world. But first, let me introduce one of our sponsors. Hi folks, this is Roy Holly again. You know, the Mamacita's restaurants in San Antonio, Kerrville, Fredericksburg, San Marcos, and New Braunfels are friends of the cross and one of our great sponsors. The Grinders and I think that they have the best Mexican food in Texas. They have set the bar for the best chicken, beef, and shrimp fajitas in the country. Plus, believe it or not, they have some of the best steaks and seafood you can find anywhere at family-friendly prices. So, if you want a great dining experience, you need to give Mamacita's a try. You'll be going back every week if you do, and you'll probably see the Grinders and the Hollies there. To find the Mamacita's near you, please visit their website. That's mamacitas.com. That's mamacitas.com. Also, if you'll tell your waiter that you are a friend of the cross, Mamacita's will give you a very special discount. Really. You can even see some of Max Griner's magnificent bronze sculptures at the Kerrville and San Antonio locations. Well, Max, God has used your art to minister to a lot of people. Tell us about that.
Thank you, Roy. You know, when I used to make landscape paintings and wildlife art, bless people, but it didn't really minister to them. And when I started doing God's work, work that points to Jesus Christ, it was something they enjoyed for the beauty. But the Holy Spirit came in, and there was an aspect, an anointing on that work, which I didn't know was going to happen, but it started affecting people deep in their spirit. And so over these years, you know, I became an evangelist when God called me to do that, and I could be driving across the country with my sculpture on the back of an open trail like Divine Servant and Jesus washing Peter's feet, and I'd pray for people at gas stations, and I'd pray for people at Burger King's, and they'd be just drawn by the art, and then I was able to minister Jesus to him.
What was your thinking when you first had that experience where you were realizing that you were put here not just to make this art, to sell the art, but you also had a ministry that was evolving? It had to make you feel great.
Oh, yeah. No, it did. Because when you know any of us, when we realize that we are partnering with the creator of the universe to do anything, that's a very humbling experience. And we all do different things for God. But when we realize he's asked us to do something and we obey it, it's very humbling. Of course, when you see the lives that are changed by the little things
we do. Sometimes instantaneously.
And sometimes it's instantaneously, and whole lives are changed and diverted. And because of the little part that we each do, and you know, I encourage everybody to do what the part God gives you at the moment, because that could change somebody's life for the better for eternity.
In a twinkling of an eye.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, we're coming to the part that's one of my favorite. It's the miracle of the week. Max, tell us about that.
Well, we were going to continue our talk about healing. The last show, we talked about supernatural, biblical-type healing, and I wanted to continue that because it's a gigantic subject, and we're just going to scratch the surface. But I wanted to share a neat miracle how God used the art, like you just mentioned, to do dramatic biblical type healing. And this happened years ago. I think it was 1991 when I was here in San Antonio at the arena where the Spurs played. And Dr. Luis Palau, world famous evangelist, was there speaking. And I had been invited by his team to put out my life-size sculpture of Jesus washing Peter's feet. And so at this, thousands of people from San Antonio and the region were coming to hear Dr. Palau speak every night. And I was standing next to my big sculpture of, again, Jesus washing Peter's feet, a big life-size bronze. And I'm just standing there talking to God and watching all the people, and people were coming and looking. And one lady came up to me and looked at the artwork with her little son. And I think he was 8 or 10. Her name, I learned later, was Anita Dorr. But anyways, God said, ask her what she needs. And I said to this stranger, I said, ma'am, what do you need from God? And she said, well, I need to be healed. I was in a car wreck here at North Star Mall years ago, run over by a van, broke 26 bones in her body. And I came here to this conference, or this convention, or crusade to be healed. Now, she apparently didn't know that Luis Palau is not what we would consider to be a healing evangelist. He's a salvation evangelist. But she came to God, and she knew he was going to be there. And so I said, well, let me just pray for you. So I said, what else was you wanting? So I want my son to get saved here at this crusade. And I said, well, that's great. Let me just pray. So I just prayed for this lady. I said, Lord, would you heal her in Jesus' name and save her son while he's here? And I knew they were going to go right into the crusade that was just starting. So I just said that little short prayer, and it's kind of even a little Baptist prayer, except I said, please heal him. Heal her, Lord. And she walked away, and I turned to talk to other people at the sculpture. And about 3 minutes go by, and suddenly I hear a lady's voice screaming in the room, and she's yelling from about 50 feet away, I guess. She's yelling, sir, sir, sir. And everybody in the lobby of the arena there stops to look at a lady screaming at the top of her voice, sir. And I looked out at her, and she was standing in the middle of the room with both of her arms out to the side. She didn't have her crutches, and there were those polio-type, you know, aluminum crutches that she had walked up with. And she didn't have those. And she saw, when I made eye contact with her, she yelled, sir, God has just healed me. And she begins to walk, and she starts walking towards me in front of about 200 or more witnesses, including a San Antonio policeman. And she walks all the way up to me without her crutches, and I'm stunned like everybody else. And I said, ma'am, what just happened to you? She said, I don't know, but I heard this voice say, Anita, get rid of those crutches. And when I handed the crutches to my son, suddenly the bones started moving in my body, all the pain left, and I was healed. And I said, well, this is incredible. And again, this blows you away when God does one of these supernatural miracles in front of witnesses. But I said, tell me your name again. Let me write that down. I got her name, got her phone number. I said, let's pray and thank God. Now, everybody at this Christian conference is stunned, including the policeman. And so I bow my head, and I just thank God for this incredible miracle that he worked in front of all these witnesses. And that day, she was healed. That night, her son was saved. She went to the doctor the next week, and the doctor said not only was her bones had grown out and she was instantly healed, but she didn't have a heart condition anymore, and the depression was gone. And I can understand how that might lift your spirits a little bit with the depression. But that's how God used the art, and I knew when we built this garden that God would use that art the same way to draw people to him.
Well, from what you're telling me, there's no question you believe supernatural healing is real. But here's something that maybe some people don't know. There's more than one source besides God. Tell us about that.
Yeah, well, you know, physical healing, psychological healing, we all need it in times of our life. And so that's real, real important to all human beings. And you can get, like we talked about a previous show, doctors, you can get healing from doctors and medicine. But the devil, Satan, is real too. And he can provide a counterfeit healing for a season. And that can be through hypnosis. That can be through the occult. That can be through false religions. Where literally, you know, a lot of people that are trapped in the false religions, they believe of those religions because they've had some kind of a experience. Sometimes it's healing, but it's a supernatural experience. But it's the counterfeit. And the Bible talks about it in the Old Testament and the New Testament. You need to see who the healing is coming from. And so you need to be sure that you're getting healing from the God of the Bible, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, and or you're going to doctors and hopefully that love God and love Jesus. And if they happen not to, you need to be praying that God directs their hands so they don't do anything wrong.
So the devil can heal.
Yeah, yeah. And it's for a season, but it's a trap. And he tries to lure people in and away from Jesus Christ. And that's his goal.
So the goal is he dangles the healing in front of them. just to get them to follow him. And then once they have been trapped,
yes,
then he's got them. Because what happens now is they're away from Jesus.
Yes, exactly.
Which is what his goal is, to get anybody away from Jesus.
Yeah, I saw an actual film, 8mm, of a missionary that was in India that walked the fire path after the Indian fake religion, Hindus, were firewalkers. And they walked across the deal. And they said to the Christian man, they said, "You're a mighty man." He said, "Your God's stronger." And he said, "Okay, God, I'm going to do this." And he took off his shoes and he walked across the fire pit, and it was videotaped. And that son of that man is an evangelist today. But the point being is those fake false religion, they didn't get burned. I mean, the demons protected them. But then when the Christian walked the fire pit, the whole region went to Jesus after that because it was good. It was not evil.
Give us an example.
One that I just mentioned there of the Hindus walking the fire pit, but another one.
Or give us some more examples,
I
should say.
I think back, I'm old enough, born in 1951. I lived through the 60s and as a teenager and the rock and roll culture and the drugs and the sex and the alcohol and the revolts and stuff. And, for a season, the enemy, to try to draw people away, he brought them in to all kind of things that seemed fun and innocent and harmless at first, but it was just a hook to get in them, to pull them in and to destroy them. And he would keep them alive as long as he needed them to get other people into sin and away from God. And so, that's an example how the enemy can use things, including, I think that he protects a lot of people that are really evil with good health. The devil does. I mean, because he's not attacking them and he's using them. And so he literally protects them. And that's why you wonder, how can these people live all this life they're doing and have all this evil they've brought into it, and yet nothing seems to touch them? And it's because the devil has protected them and it's not allowed them to die.
So demons are real. And the question is, can a Christian have a demon?
Demons are real. Jesus said it. Either you believe Jesus or you don't. Demons are real. And can a Christian have a demon? I once heard a man answer that question with this. I'm not sure if a Christian can have a demon, but a demon can have a Christian. And that's the truth of the matter, is that that these things, you may think you're controlling them, but they control you. And so the truth is a Christian can be demonized. And the Bible talks about that word demonized is what it is. And that means you are afflicted by these spirits. And these spirits can bring sickness and can bring all kinds of problems.
So that's why Christians have problems.
Yes, that's why
right.
Christians.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. And so you can be born again. You can have this born again experience with Jesus. You got the fire insurance. You're going to heaven when you die. But you still can be demonized in this world. And you get demonized from doing stuff that the devil wants you to do, to destroy your testimony, to pull you away from Christ, to harm you, to stop you, and he wants to harm you so you cannot be effective for Christ. And so if you go into the drug and rock and roll culture, you go do that stuff, and you get in the devil's arena, you're going to pick up demonic stuff that will pull you down and will destroy you and will take away your joy. You know, I've used the analogy, it's like a dog that you got, your dog, pet dog, and has no fleas. You send him into an area with a bunch of other dogs with a bunch of other fleas, and your dog comes back and it's loaded with fleas. And so that's why we shouldn't go to places and do things that God doesn't want us to do, because it's evil and it'll hurt us.
What about TV preachers, health and wealth?
Okay, you're picking all the controversial questions here, the hard ones. Jesus taught in this Bible, if you read the Bible, he wants his kids to be healthy. He wants his kids to have wealth. Now, what that means in the degree, he wants you to prosper and be in good health. That doesn't mean we're all going to be Bill Gates with billions and billions, but he wants us, his own children, to be healthy and to have money and to not, the Bible says that his kids will not have to beg for bread. So, some of these preachers on TV, they have gone off on the extremes of it, but the truth of the basis is God is a healing God, God is a blessing God, and if you get to Jesus, you're going to get blessed, you're going to prosper, and you can get healed.
How
so
do
you shouldn't have, excuse me, I was going to just say one short, quick little comment, that as the money should never be an idol. It should never be the whole focus of your entire life and something that you just can't live without and have to have it. And also, he does give the money to those who are good stewards and shepherds of the money and use it for his purposes.
Right, so. Excellent. Yeah, I mean, and that's where some of the preachers on TV and radio, and it doesn't have to be on TV. I mean, you can find a preacher anywhere. You can find him in a church. If they get the focus off Jesus and they start looking at the money and looking at fame and looking at pride, then the devil could take a shot at them.
How do you distinguish the real in all this?
Yeah, well, that's a good question. I mean, how do you tell?
Because there's so many varieties out there.
That's right.
And they're so good at what they do.
Yeah. Yeah. How do you tell the real deal from the fake? The fake miracles, the fake people, the fake preachers. Jesus put it in the Bible. It was real simple. I phrase it this way. Test the fruit and the root. And if you got good fruit and Jesus Christ, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, that's the root, then you're dealing with a real person and a real miracle. Now, the person may not be perfect, but at least you know the real deal. And as a matter of fact, back on the TV preaching stuff, some of them may be off chasing money, which is they shouldn't be doing, or whatever, worse. But if they teach the real word, and it has life. And so somebody that's in sin can literally teach the real word, and somebody can get health and get a miracle by hearing it from somebody that's not right.
Path to healing, the plaques at the cross. Talk a little bit about that.
Okay. Well,
we talked about that before.
You know, the plaques, we've laid it out real simple. I mean, again, you test the fruit and the root to find the real God. The real God is Jesus Christ, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. He's the real deal. The Bible is the real book. And so in this garden that we've created in Kerrville, we have made four plaques, and they have laid out in written word the real simple plan of salvation, just like you hear from Billy Graham forever and ever and ever. And then they have a prayer for the power of the Holy Spirit, empowerment. That's what results in the miracles. It was when you pray for the nine gifts of the Holy Spirit in 1 Corinthians 12. A lot of Christians don't do that, but they need to, because that's what the power is. And then the third plaque is about healing, and it helps a person get in alignment with what they need to be healed. And it lays out the different things that you need to have to get healing. And that's like being saved. That's being full of the Spirit. That's like not doing anything with evil, repenting of sins, forgiving people. And all that is in our in the cross. It's also on our website, and and it's in our brochures that we give out.
Now, these plaques that you're talking about are right on the literally on the inside of the cross, the empty cross.
Right.
So
right.
As you walk in there and you go and stand inside the empty cross, they're on both sides, and you can read this, and it's like A to Z. You want to know how to get there? It tells you. It's all, you've got it written out. Now, were you involved in putting all that together?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Again, as far as the four plaques, God gave me the words to put on those four plaques. Now, we had help getting the 77 scriptures, but I've been an evangelist for many, many years, and I'd seen God healing people and saving people, and so I tried to condense down what I had learned from a lifetime of being one of his evangelists to put it in
and
a way
that I think
that
in itself, Max,
receive.
That was a miracle.
Yes,
when,
sir.
Oh,
well,
when
yeah.
You think about
that's
all the,
exactly right. That
all the,
was a miracle.
All the stuff that you've got. And you put it all down and made it so simple where anybody can come up in just a few minutes, get it all.
Yeah, the most fantastic thing about the garden is people are coming up and finding God without having to go through religion. And they're meeting the real God. Many of them are getting healed. Many of them are having miracles. And they're doing it without other people and without organized religion. And yet it is, in God's good churches, that is the religion that's being taught, the Bible, the Scripture. And so it's a place where people can meet with God. And you can also go to our websites, thecrossatkerrville.org or thecomingkingfoundation.org, and click on the healing. And you can read those plaques right wherever you are. And you can pray those prayers and can get healing even on the Internet, which has happened.
Sherry, any last words?
You had told me earlier this week that there was a young boy that read the plaque, but I don't remember the entire story. It was a really young little boy, and he came up to you, and he was all proud, and he told you, I read every word of all the plaques.
Yeah. I think that we might be referring to Judy Carpenter saying a boy in her class.
A boy in her, yeah. Yes,
yeah,
that's right.
A little boy didn't know nothing. He read the plaque, and he came home and told his teacher. He says, I learned how to repent.
Here's Sherry Greiner with our visitor's comment this week.
Today's comments are starting out with one from Shreveport, Louisiana. It was sent in from TripAdvisor. And their name they just listed as Sports City Fan. And he says, don't miss this experience. We saw a brochure describing the empty cross and prayer garden, which intrigued us. It was much more than we thought it would be. The sculptures are awesome and the cross is huge. What a wonderful place to just be still and feel God's presence. It's a bigger area than expected and will take more time than just a few minutes to appreciate. It is not hard to find off I-10 and definitely worth a detour. If you visit Kerrville, this is the first stop you should make. More work is ongoing, but a majority has been completed, so you can still appreciate the project and be glad you experienced it. While visiting, take time to say a prayer of thanksgiving for those who have the spiritual vision for providing us opportunities to participate in an inspirational attraction like this one. Kerrville is blessed. And from Randy Blair, Randy says, thank you for all you do to protect our freedom of religious expression and religious life. Sandy Ward in Fredericksburg wrote in, Mr. and Mrs. Greiner, you are such a blessing to the Kerrville-Fredericksburg community. The resurrection celebration held last week was beautiful. I know my family was blessed, as well as those families who attended. I wish to send blessings to your organization and to the volunteers who spent hours of ensuring the prayer garden is completed. Your artistry is magnificent. May God continue to direct and bless you and your foundation. I will end with this one, and anyone who knows Max will get a laugh out of this. This is from one of Max's very dear friends, Jeffrey Miller from Reading, Pennsylvania. And this is a quote, because they always go to the National Religious Broadcasters Convention every single year, and he helps in the booth. So they're pretty close. And this is what Jeffrey said. He says, Max's credo is pray first and then ask questions later. And if you know Max, that's so true. And that's all we have time for this week. Thank you.
Thanks, Sherry. We'll be back with more of The Cross at Kerrville right after this. Hi, folks. This is Roy Holly. God called my friends Max and Sherry Greiner back in December of 2001 to build a beautiful sculpture prayer garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ. Since then, the Greiners have given their time, talent, and money to see this vision fulfilled in Kerrville, Texas. Their generous donations have been made possible by the grace of God and by people like you who have purchased Max's original artwork since 1978. Max's copyrighted artwork includes drawings, paintings, sculpture, jewelry, Christian swords, and a line of high-quality art gifts in all price ranges. Today, Greiner art is collected in all 50 states in over 65 countries and can be found in many prestigious institutions and collections around the world. Max's art has been owned by well-known Christians such as Billy and Franklin Graham, James Dobson, Bill Bright, Charles Stanley, Pat Robertson, Joyce Meyer, Chuck Swindoll, John Hagee, Paul Crouch, Jesse Duplantis, Oral Roberts, Governor Mike Huckabee, President George W. Bush, and Pope John Paul II, among others. If you would like to own or give a piece of Max's Holy Spirit-inspired artwork, visit his website, www.maxgreinerart.com. That's www.maxgreinerart.com. Or call 1-800-637-9651. Weekdays between 8 and 5 p.m. That number again, 1-800-637-9651. Please help the Greiners finish building the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden by purchasing a beautiful piece of Greiner original artwork. Folks, this is Roy Holly again. When you come to Kerrville to visit the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, you need to visit the Wyo Ranch Hotel in the Inn of the Hills, who are Friends of the Cross. Now, if you're looking for a unique Texas Hill Country experience, these two historic hotels are the place to stay and eat. The Greiners and I think they have the very best buffets in Texas. Also, if your group needs a really unique, memorable place to hold your convention, conference, family reunion, or wedding reception, you can't beat these two beautiful hotels. The Wyo Ranch Hotel is within sight of the Empty Cross, about a mile away. To check out these two great hotels, please visit their websites, wyoranchhotel.com, that's Y-O-R-A-N-C-H.com, or theinnofthehills.com, that's I-N-N-O-F-T-H-E-H-I-L-L-S.com. Also, if you will tell your waiter or the hotel clerk that you are a friend of the cross, they will give you a special discount. Really.
If you need a miracle in your life right now, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If he ever worked miracles, he still does. We can choose God's plan for our lives instead of Satan's. Pray right now with the Coming King Foundation founder, president, artist, evangelist, Max Greiner Jr.
God, I need your help and your miracles. I need you in my life. Make me a new creation. I surrender my life to you. Jesus, I believe you are God, the Son of God, who died for my sins 2,000 years ago on a cross.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Baptize me with fire and power. Manifest your 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit in my life according to your will. I promise to live for you and give you all the glory for any miracles you work. Thank you, God, for saving and empowering me. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen.
If you just sincerely prayed that prayer with Max, you are now saved, born again, filled and baptized with the Holy Spirit. Congratulations. Now get a modern translation Bible. Read the entire New Testament. Pray every day. Find a good spirit-filled Christian church and get water baptized. Also, would you please let us know about your decision for Christ?
Folks, this is Roy Holly again. If you are ever in the Kerrville area, just 1 hour northwest of San Antonio, well, stop by and see what God is doing at the Empty Cross. You can also take a virtual tour by visiting one of our 4 websites, such as thecrossatkerrville.org. This free garden is being built without debt through donations of Christians. Would you pray about making a gift to the Coming King Foundation so we can finish the 24.5-acre garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ? All gifts are tax deductible. Thank you.